Welcome to Thought for January the 24th. Our readings are taken from Genesis 39 and 40, Psalm 44 and Matthew 26. And our thought is, until that day when... Our Matthew reading in chapter 26 recounts the agonies of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and his prayers. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Verse 39. Jesus made his will conform to his Father's will. And what of our will? Peter was to later write of how Christ, in his commitment to his Father's will, suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Before Jesus and his disciples went into the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus directed them to prepare for a Passover meal on the first day of unleavened bread, we read in verse 17. Then we read, Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Next he took the cup, verses 26 and 27. And he spoke of a covenant for many for the forgiveness of sins, verse 28. The disciples must have been perplexed at his words, but there is no indication that they asked him to explain. But this takes our minds forward to meditate on the record in Acts chapter 2 and the events on the day of Pentecost and the breaking of bread in verse 42 that then followed. With what intense meaning would the disciples and all who had just been baptized have taken part? We presume the disciples would earlier have done so after his resurrection and ascension, although there's no record of this. We meditate on the intensity of meaning as they did. How does it compare with ours? The disciple would also remember that their master said, after the command to drink, all of you, that he then said, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Verse 29. This event is beyond our comprehension, just as what was about to happen was beyond theirs. Could someone like the Apostle Paul grasp the wonder at to come? Take note of his words in 1 Corinthians. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the deep things of God. Chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But for us, until that day when, and our faith is turned to sight and the Spirit, which is the powers of the age to come, as Hebrews 6 and verse 5 said, is poured out on the faithful, who will reign with him. May we be like the Thessalonians, whose faith is growing abundantly, to create adequate oil in our lamps as this world becomes an ever darker place. Thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that they are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, particularly in this dark age.